What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we return to a well that we know will never run dry. That's right, good old Maskistan. Gentlemen, as you know, when it comes to Indian men and the topic of infidelity, that is one group of men that absolutely refuse to tolerate the mere suspicion of infidelity to an Indian man will get you dealt with. Like the woman in this article that was published on the 20th of December. Man suspects his wife of infidelity, offlines her, then chops her body into several pieces in Thoothukudi. This guy took cutting his wife out of his life to the ultimate level. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. A 35-year-old man allegedly offlined his wife and chopped her body into several pieces as he suspected her of infidelity at Anjigramam's of Kania Kumori District. You guys know how I am with Indian names, but we're going to power through it. The accused, Marim Mathu, a resident of Manikavalan Pilar Nagar and Paliam Kotai of Trinelveli District, was married to Maria Sathia, 30. Sathia worked at a seafood processing company, and Marimthu was a laborer, and the couple had two children. Reportedly, they fought often as Sathia constantly chatted on the phone. The family members had pacified the couple and shifted them to Palkulum near Anjigramam. Yet the fight continued. On Thursday, an argument ensued, and Marimthu allegedly hacked Sathia to deletion and chopped her body into several pieces. He packed the pieces in three travel bags to dispose of them. Marimthu also worked part-time at a butcher shop, sources said. Very, very interesting. When he left home with the bags, street dogs caught the smell and surrounded Marimthu. Meanwhile, locals caught him and handed him over to the police. The Anjigramam police shifted the body, or should I say the carcass, to the Kania Kumori Government Medical College Hospital in Arishri Palam. During interrogation, police said Marimthu admitted to offlining his wife as she refused to stop chatting with others, causing friction in their domestic life. After chopping his wife's body into pieces, he washed the place and cleaned the house in order to hide the crime from his neighbors. Well, well, well. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. When it comes to the topic of infidelity, we men here in the West have been programmed and trained to accept it. However, there are more of us who are spreading the word, who are saying, no, gentlemen, you do not have to accept an unfaithful woman in your life. That is beyond disrespectful. That is damn near dehumanizing. Your woman cheats on you, she's got to go. Married or not, she has to go, because her respect level for you is gone. It is gone. She has literally submitted herself to another man. And people love to still have this debate on whether or not a man's infidelity or a woman's infidelity is worse. But we've already nipped that in the bud. Yes, a man's infidelity, yeah, it can hurt, because for us to cheat, we got to give resources. Because as we all know, sex is not free. So yeah, women could say, well, if he's got to give up resources, then yes, his infidelity is worse. Ladies. Oh, no. See, a woman's infidelity is way worse, because in order for a woman to actually have sex with a man, she has to actually like him. So yeah, not to mention the STDs and kids that she could possibly bring home. Oh yeah, there have been many a cases to where married women would get pregnant by other men, and then the husband be forced to take care of that kid. And yet women want to talk about men cheating? Get the absolute fuck out of here with that damn bullshit. No, a woman's infidelity will always be worse than a man's infidelity. I stand on it, and we have more than enough statistics to prove it. What more can we say on this topic, gentlemen? What more can we honestly say on this damn topic? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, obviously it went down in their residence. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the cleaver of calamity. Doesn't say exactly what he used, but we could go with either a cleaver or a machete. But since he worked in a butcher shop, I'm leaning more towards the cleaver of calamity for 45 points. Psychological impact. Doesn't say if anybody else was around, so we'll go ahead and give that a standard 30. And for the brutality factor, yeah, he hacked her to deletion. So you know she felt every blow that happened to her. So I'm going to give that a 45 as well. So Marimthu the Merciless gets a score of 130. Ladies, ladies of the West, the big thing is programming, propaganda. Yeah. See, Hollywood did a masterful job of convincing women that it's okay to actually be unfaithful to your husbands and boyfriends, and that the man is supposed to somewhat take it. Because once again, men of the past who supposedly committed these horrible things, men of today are made to pay for them. No, gentlemen, no. That whole conscious thing, that guilty conscious that is implanted in us as men, no, hell no. Mm-mm, mm-mm. No, 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 no. Get rid of that. As BGS would call it for us black men, the Winter Soldier programming, the simp chip. Now you got to get rid of that. See, those men over in India, they never got that lesson. So when it comes to the women over there and their infidelity, oh no, they get right to business. They will deal with them. But not over here. Like I said, Hollywood did a masterful job of programming women to believe that it's okay for them to be unfaithful. And for us men, they had to make sure they used married men. Why? Because married men are afraid of the divorce court industry. So that's always been a long drip campaign to where, okay, if these married men have to quote unquote accept being cucked, then guess what? Regular men have to accept it too. Yeah, Will Smith. We all saw how the world treated him when it came to Jada. That right there was the crowning achievement of propaganda for married men to accept infidelity in the West. Yep, I stand on that, and you can't argue. The fact that that man got up there and his wife literally told him that she had an entanglement with a younger man and he did not go upside her head, we all know why. We all know why. Women and the gun of the state. But see, women in other countries, they don't have that gun of the state, which is why those men over there, yeah. Oh, you want to cheat on me? Nah, bitch, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take matters into my own hands, and I'm going to deal with you accordingly. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still believe that you're going to be unfaithful to the man in your life and he's just going to stand by and do nothing, oh, no, 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 no. It's a new day. It's a new environment. Men, you do not have to accept this. You think your woman's cheating on you? Sit her down. Confront her about it. And if you not get the, and if you don't get the satisfactory answer, excuse me, guess what? Get rid of her. Tell her it's over. It's over. So you women better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that society grants you that's going to be a force shield against the husband or the boyfriend that you are being unfaithful to, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that no matter what you do as a woman, that that man is going to restrain himself, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, there are a lot of men over here in America who are simply thinking, if only I could get away with it. Because they know their wives and girlfriends are cheating on them. Hell, some of those women are literally throwing it in their face. And yeah, once again, it's only because of the gun of the state that those women can do those things. But here's my ultimate counter to that. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And yeah, ladies, that action can and sometimes will be lethal. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.